Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What do you think Biden's real popularity is? What would he get if you polled just, do you think he's legit? Popularity, there's all kinds of things you could poll. His approval as a president, his approval of Afghanistan or whatever. But I'm saying across the board, maybe we could go item by item. How many people do you legitimately think believe Biden won the presidency without cheating? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. If the media reported the truth, how many votes do you think Biden really got? We know it's not 82 million. Let's be honest. It's not. So what did he get? Give that some thought. I would tell you, I don't know the number, but I can tell you this. If Barack Obama got 68 million, Joe Biden would have been lucky to get 60. And I'm being generous. But he supposedly got 22 million more votes than I think he legitimately got. I'm curious, what do you think? What do you think Biden's polling would be at its highest, at its peak? Anytime between now and this fraudulent election, what do you think Biden's highest polls were? I'm going to give you my opinion. I think Biden's highest number ever in this country is 40%. And I think I'm being generous. I think 60% of the people in this country know Biden for who he is. He is a liar. He's a buffoon. But as you consider your answer for Biden, I want to make this show sort of a reminder of who this man really is. Now, why am I doing this? Because I really want people to understand that when Joe Biden opens his mouth and tells you he's going to do something, you should automatically discount it. It is a lie. It is worth less than Barack Obama's promises, and that has no value whatsoever. So think about what Joe Biden has now committed to the people, the American citizens who are left overseas. The no man left behind, the buck stops here guy, who left people behind and is passing the buck. I want you to keep that in mind as we pay tribute to some of the lies that Biden has told. And I'm going to begin. They're in no particular order. We didn't go about it. I didn't tell my producers, go put them in order and let's make it chronological. I want to begin with one that is so funny and blatant. I didn't put this clip together. Somebody else did. But I remember getting it at the time and going, wow, just wow. Remember when people were trying to define who Donald Trump was? I remember it like it was yesterday. Kevin, man, that dude, he did bankruptcy and all that. You know what Trump would say? Do you remember this? What did Trump say when they told him about his four bankruptcies or whatever during his business? And he went, that's it? He goes, yeah, I did them. Those are the rules. I played by the rules. Hey, if you want to change it, he didn't quibble. And I'll tell you what, I personally went, ooh, terrible answer. Terrible answer. I said Trump could have come back with something like, you know what? All companies, all people run into circumstances where they have to commit bankruptcy. You know, and I could have given you a very good, succinct answer that you would, and it would have been legit. It wouldn't have been spin. But Trump didn't even try. He went, yep. Yeah, I remember. He shook his head. Yeah. He goes, no. Because they were like, oh, you had seven. He's like, no. Not that many. But he was like, yeah, I had them. And then he says, yeah, I did. That was the rules. Played by the rules. That's why I'm trying to stop it. Blah, blah, blah. And I just remember thinking, wow. It didn't hit me. That's just a brutally truthful answer that's running from nothing. Mine would have been too, but it still would have had a little bit of a stench of politic. Trump's didn't. So in retrospect, I go, what a breath of fresh air. That's what people got about Trump, is this guy just, he isn't going to mince words. He said, yeah, sure, did it. That's why I think if he had had affairs with, if he had a hooker like a, done some of the things that they claimed, he would have been like, yeah, I was a billionaire playboy. Absolutely. Yeah, I always wanted to be with a porn star. Yeah, too bad I picked her. But he didn't. When Trump's like, whatever. What was her name? Stormy Daniels? You haven't heard that name in a long time, have you? Not in a long time. Anyway, let's play this clip. This is Joe Biden. We're going to dissect Joe Biden a little bit because his pathology is important. It's important for you in understanding Afghanistan. It's important for you for understanding tax policy, what he's going to try to do to bring back the economy, how he wants us to handle Hunter Biden, all of it. And let me just give it to you right now. You have a pathological liar in the White House who will tell you whatever you want to hear. And here's what he said about bin Laden. Not my clip. Somebody made this clip, but we got it a while back, and here it is.
If you were ever handed a piece of intelligence that said you can stop an imminent attack on Americans, but you have to use an airstrike to take out a terror leader, would you pull the trigger?
Well, we did. The guy's name was Osama bin Laden.
And didn't you tell President Obama not to go after bin Laden?
I didn't.
President, he went around the table with all the senior people, including the chiefs of staff, and he said, I have to make this decision. What is your opinion? Mr. President, my suggestion is don't go.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network. Point blank, easy question. Easy peasy. Should you, would you do it again? Would you bomb the person or whatever? Already did. Bin Laden. And what's funny is, I talked about this the other day, they make it sound like it was such a, an agonizing decision. It's the worst guy on the planet. Everybody had decided he was persona non grata. Number one, persona non grata. And they wear it like it was some bad, yeah, we killed Osama bin Laden. We had a joke, a little song. It was, I killed Osama bin Laden. Everything Barack Obama said was, after all, I did kill Osama bin Laden. This is the metrosexual little weenie that had to make you believe how tough he was because he gave a kill order. But looking at Biden, Biden wanted to take glory for an obvious thing. Yes, I would. And then it turns out he was the one who told Obama, don't do it. That's political expediency. That's a guy that says, I will say whatever you need me to say, and then I'm going to hope you never bring it up. But when you do, Biden has an interesting response that we'll get into later in the broadcast. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I asked earlier, what do you think Biden's approval would be in a host of different areas? Excuse me. And while you were contemplating that, I pulled up some information and I got Rasmussen's monthly tracking. They say when tracking Biden's approval on a daily basis, sometimes people get so caught up in the day-to-day fluctuations that they miss the bigger picture. To look at the longer-term trends, Rasmussen Reports compiles the numbers on a full month basis, and the results for Biden's presidency can be seen in the graphics below. The president, Biden, I should say, earned a monthly job approval of 46% in August, down 3 points from July. 53% disapproved of his job performance in August, up 4 points from 49% in July. This is the third consecutive month monthly decline since May, when 52% approved of Biden's job performance. Now, I believe that job performance number, I believe the ones that you, that even though that don't paint a rosy picture of Biden, are complete and utter nonsense. You can take off another 10% minimum on each one of those polls, and you would, you'd still be too high. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So in the month of, let's see, August is down 3 points. So he was 49% approval in July and 49%, no, it's up 4 points from, and 49% disapproval. So his approval to disapproval was identical in the month of July. And in the month of August, his disapproval went up to 53% and his approval went down to 46%. So he had a 7 point swing in the month of July to August, or in the month of August. He had a 7 point swing. Yeah, because we're in September now. So, look, I don't know where that ranks. It can't be good. But I like the last part where they, I don't like it, but they say he had a 52% approval rating the previous month, which would have been in June. Now, there's nothing Biden did in June to have that kind of approval, except stay out of the way. And these numbers that we're seeing, I cry foul on, because, I don't want to keep belaboring the point. Joe Biden is not a popular guy. Period. Never has been, never will be. What is this full court press? This press, I feel like, is worse than getting the Wu flu shot. You will believe that Joe Biden polls over 50%. On what planet? The planet delusional? There is no way this guy's over 50%. Now, look, I'm curious. What do you think? I think most of you are with me. You're out there going, Kevin, I agree with you, man. And I don't keep up with this stuff because it takes too much brain energy, and we're already swamped at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. My team is swamped. But I'm telling you, if you get somebody that says, I'm gonna get the polls that are out at the time, I'm going to look at the questions they're asking, and I'm going to analyze it, I will bet you money versus, I don't know, what else could I bet you? But anyway, I'll bet you money that Joe Biden has never been over 40% in any legit poll. So there's another one. And this is what got me into this poll thing, because I was also looking at the lies that Biden told. And do people believe him? And there's a, look, if you're going to poll high, if you were to go to your friends and say, who's your, like, a person you trust a lot? What do you give, how do you rate Kevin Jackson, for example? I'll just use me as an example. What would my friends say? And I think the overwhelming of my friends would say, man, Kevin is a, you can take it to the bank, dude. That's what I think the majority of them would say. And they would say it because they go, he's not going to, you know, lie to you. He's going to tell you the truth. He's going to, you know, I mean, it may feel like spin if you don't ask enough questions, but he's not trying to impress you. I was talking to a dude the other day, and we were having a discussion about Craig James of the Pony Express. Played for the New England Patriots, white running back, went to SMU, blah, blah, blah. And a dude brought him up. And I forget why he brought, because he was like, man, I remember we had a white dude in the NFL. And I was like, who is that? Running back. And I was like, you talking about Craig James? He says, yeah. I said, oh, Craig's a friend of mine. And so anyway, the guy that was with him, that he was talking to, went, oh, you know, like, oh, you want a name drop? I'm like, I'm not, and he said something like, here's your name dropping or something. And I went, I'm not name dropping. He brought him up. He is a friend. And that's that. I go, let me explain something to you just so we don't get crossways. I'm not here to impress you. I said, and I told him, I don't give a crap what you think about me. I don't mean it in a mean-spirited way, but I'm never going to try to impress you. If I tell you something, it's legit. So anyway, and I went on to tell a story about Craig and how I helped him, and yada, yada. And I had his number, and I could have been like, hey, I'll tell you what, I'll give him a call right now. I don't need to impress you. You can believe it or not believe it. Here's the other thing. No offense. I mean, Craig's a great guy. And he had his day in the sun. And he was certainly a big man on campus at SMU. But he ain't a big enough name. If I was talking about Denzel, I'd get it. Yeah, man, Denzel and I, you know, we were having coffee the other day. I was talking with Denzel. Denzel Washington? No, Denzel Jenkins. But anyway, if I'm selling it like that, I get it. But I'm not trying to sell him on somebody. And he wasn't being totally mean-spirited, but it was a little bit of a, oh, come on. And I'm going, nah, I can pick, you know, it's like when my friends go, well, Kevin, you know, man, you're a star. And I'm like, nah, man, if I'm the star, we don't know any stars because I'm not a star. Let's go back to this thing. So there's a Rasmussen report that's in the same time frame as the one I just did about Biden's approval rating. And here's what this one says. The U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan was so badly handled that Joe Biden should resign because of it, according to a majority of voters. However, most don't think VP Harris is qualified to replace Biden if he leaves. A new Rasmussen report, National Telephone Online Survey, finds that 52% of likely U.S. voters believe Biden should resign because of the way of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan was handled. 39% disagree, 9% are not sure. So that's a big plurality difference. And the 39% that disagree, see, that falls in line with what I was talking about. This dude is not polling well. There's no way he could be polling well. And the reason I'm telling you this is when you think you're out there running into Biden supporters or Democrat supporters, you have a much greater than 60% chance that the person you're talking to is one of us. You shouldn't fear it. And if you're not hanging out with blacks, overwhelmingly with blacks, it's even increased. And I'll tell you this little dirty secret. I've been with black folks and they'll be like, shoot, man, I'm with you. And, you know, I don't make any assumptions, but they're with us. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is slamming the new abortion law in Texas.
Speaking at the White House, Biden explains the law appears to create a, quote, vigilante system, close quote, offering rewards for reporting possible abortions, and said it seems almost un-American. As far as what the administration can do, Biden says,
I was told that there are possibilities within the existing law to have the Justice Department look and see whether are there things that can be done that can limit the independent action of individuals in enforcing a federal system, a state law.
The U.S. Labor Secretary is admitting the work to recover jobs lost during the pandemic isn't done. This comes after the economy added only 235,000 jobs in August, which fell way short of expectations. USA Radio News. Ski resorts around Lake Tahoe are using their snowblowers against the Caldor fire burning in Northern California. This as evacuations continue.
California's Caldor fire is nearing the Nevada border and Lake Tahoe and has now burned more than 210,000 acres. The fire, which started on August 14th, has destroyed about 800 structures. About 22,000 residents were ordered to evacuate South Lake Tahoe on Monday, and authorities are issuing more evacuations ahead of the fire. According to CAL FIRE, the blaze is about 25% contained. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Apple says it plans to delay and make improvements to new iPhone software that aims to identify and report collections of sexually exploitive images of children, a move that comes amid backlash from critics concerned about the erosion of privacy with their devices. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Sadly, hostages left in Afghanistan are not going to hear this message or enjoy the smooth stylings of my radio show. And I don't say that flippantly because I do wish they could hear me, because right now I'd be giving them a warning. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, folks. I would say to these people that have been left behind by the Biden administration and the absolute disaster that they created, the fiasco that allowed for citizens of this great nation, tax-paying, hard-working American citizens, doing their part with the State Department to be left in a godforsaken third-world crap hole because of a demented, brain-dead, moron president and the people who put him into office. For shame. I would say to them, if you are an American hostage in Afghanistan, don't hold your breath waiting on Biden to rescue you. It will not happen. You better know somebody that can know somebody. You better know somebody that knows Green Beret, Army Rangers, Delta Force, Navy SEALs, Airborne, something. You better know generals high up in the country. You better know somebody that's running in the military. You better know somebody that runs Blackwater or the equivalent, because that is the only way you're going to get out. And you better rely on the goodness of God's grace to get you out of that situation, because no man can do it. It is going to be a host of things that you better hope line up to protect you. Right now in that country, because of Biden's actions or inaction, however way you want to look at it, people are being killed and slaughtered. You're never going to get a number. They will never give you the truth about it. And they will try to spin it. Joe Biden's already tried. We talked about it the other day. I'm not going to rehash it. But here's what I can guarantee you. This is 100% fact. Joe Biden is a liar. And he is a pathological liar, a menace to society. And if you don't believe me, look at the people who were left. Look at the people who have been killed in this country because of his policies. Yeah, you want to talk about WUFLU? You want to talk about all the nonsense that we're fighting? Suicides up. People being killed in majors in big cities all over this country. You think that pathological liar gives a crap? He's got 17-year-olds, 17 and under. I'm going to give you these numbers again because they're so astounding. You have to ask, you have to scratch your head and say, why are they doing this? 73 million people are under the age of 17 or under in America. And of that 17, less than 400 have died of the Wu flu. And Biden says, we need a cure. We need a remedy for them. Fauci says, we need 100% of the people in the world to get this shot. Does this guy look at ivermectin as a solution? One of my buddies, Kirby, sent me a thing because I always give the stats of the number of Africans that are dying of Wu flu. And it's very surprising that in the countries where they've given out ivermectin, there's hardly any deaths. But the ones who refuse to give it out, they're dying. Do you know right now in this country, there's a whole thing going on. A doctor says he won't treat you if you have taken ivermectin. Things like this. They want these people scared and they want people dying. You want to know why? Because you got a pathological liar running the country. Might as well be the Antichrist. Who would teach people to die? Who would teach people to do things that they know are wrong? One of my friends was talking about, he caught the Wu flu, and he said, the doctor, this is Chris, a guy named Chris Harris. He says, the doctor says to him, you know, he's already had it. He's fought it. He beat it. The doctor says, you ought to get the shot. And Chris just shook his head like, okay, yeah. He just went along knowing he's not going to get it. But he says right then and there, he asked himself, what's the payoff for this doctor to give him the wrong advice? This doctor knows. Chris's body is better at creating things that counter the Wu flu. Your body is better at it, but he's not recommending it. And Chris says, who got to you? Look, it's one thing to be a liar when you have your full brain capacity and you can keep up with all the lies. But when you're a liar, when your brain is compromised, that's a whole other layer of liar right there, man. That is a liar. He's a pimp liar. Joe Biden doesn't even care about getting caught in his lies. And let me tell you why that is. It's like these athletes that they're, and I'm not implying in any means that Joe Biden's good at what he does, but there are people that believe in Biden. They said he looked like he could become something. He's a decent-looking white dude who looked the part. And every now and then he said the right things, and he was, you know, he played the game well enough that people were like, you know what, got to give this guy a shot. You can't count him out. So what? He's a plagiarist and a liar. He looked good doing it. Biden was the guy who pretended that the mother and daughter are both sisters, right? Despite the mother looking road hard and put up wet. Who is this right here? Oh, hey, nice to meet you. And is this your sister? Right? That's the way Biden was. And even though you knew, come on, whatever, you still went, yeah, I get it. I get it. He's cordial. He's friendly enough. So what? I know. And I'm old enough. I look like a worn out saddlebag, and that's my daughter. And we don't look anything alike. And I look like her grandmother. So what? He said the nice thing to me. I'm going to donate a little money to his campaign. I'm going to play along. Biden tells people what he thinks he wants them to hear, and most people go for it. They placate him. They enable him. Obviously, overlooking the pandering that he's doing. And those who do not get the stare down or the challenge. I'll do some sit-ups. You want to do some sit-ups? I'll do some sit-ups for you right here, man. Are you dog-faced pony soldier? He hates when you do that. But if you don't do that, then you're a good guy, affable guy. By the way, you know Meghan McCain? She said, I don't even know who he is. So she said. And I remember thinking, because of what happened in Afghanistan. I don't know who he is, how he could leave Americans behind. Like her dad was going to be so much better at it or whatever. But she's after. And I was thinking to myself, Megan, oh no, you knew exactly who he was. You knew exactly who he was. Joe Biden smiled in everybody's face and did the pandering and this so gushy gooey obvious it was stupid. The only way you wouldn't know it is if you're a brain dead moron. That's the only way you would know what Biden's doing. And now Meghan McCain, I can't believe he did that. He left his people behind. It's not the man I know. It's not the man that comforted me when my daddy died. What did he do? He came up and said, your father, he was an amazing guy. You know, and he lived a great life, Meghan, and you take heed. Whatever. Just like when he says these very disingenuous, I want to pray for our troops, and God bless our troops, and God bless America. It's like a little dot, one of those little things in his back, you know, you put your finger in and you pull the string, and God bless America. God bless America. God bless our troops, and God bless America. Like he really means it. Whatever. He's a liar. And we got a couple other clips. So here's one. Biden, I don't know what he's lying about, but we'll talk about it afterwards.
This is a little bit about leadership as well. Joe talked about bankruptcy. Joe, if my memory is correct, you helped write that bankruptcy bill.
I did not.
Senators Biden and Carper have worked tirelessly for years on this legislation. And they've taken some tough votes to get it done, and I admire them for it. You would expect senators from Delaware, which is the corporate state, to do their best to get this bill through, but they did.
A few moments ago, we completed action on the bankruptcy bill. I want to particularly thank all of our colleagues for the work on the bill, in particular Senator Grassley and Senator Hatch, Senator Sessions, and others on both sides of the aisle who've been working on this legislation for low these many years, 7 or 8 years, I was told by Senator Biden a while ago.
There you go. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Network. So this was in the debate. Thanks, guys, for surprising me with the clip. So this was during the debate. And Bernie Sanders, who, you know, understand, all these teams have gotten together because they're, I think this is at a point where they wanted to put the stake in Joe Biden's heart. Kamala Harris had called him a racist and a host of other things, you know, that had come up. He was, you know, a segregationist and all these different things. And Bernie Sanders' team had done, of course, you know, Mr. the world's wealthiest socialist decided he's going to go after Biden for passing the bankruptcy bill, which wouldn't allow people to file bankruptcy when they needed it. I don't know all the details, but Sanders has done his research, and he knows what Biden's done in this bill, and he brings it up. And Biden's first reaction is, I didn't. I did not. And I didn't make this clip. We didn't make this clip, did we? No. So our team didn't make this clip. Somebody found the actual clip where the senators were congratulating each other. Oh, it's way to go, way to go. Now, look, I don't know whether this is a good bill or not. I don't care. Here's what I do know. If you were the father of it or a co-sponsor of it, you should own up to it. But Biden can't because he's a pathological liar.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form, and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
He's having a lead in a New York Times profile of Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign, the first time he ran for president. He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story anyway. That is really, really weird.
It is. And the story was a reminder that in that 88 race, he was one of the younger candidates in the race. He was 44 years old. He was the new generation. But, if you haven't read the book of What It Takes about the 1988 campaign, rich chapters of Joe Biden and others, but it does point out a problem, a challenge for Joe Biden. Has he fixed that issue? When he gets very comfortable out on the stump speaking and other things, he has tended to embellish. He has tended to, make things sound slightly rosier than they are. Now, his aides went back to say, look, he was in office marching for the idea of civil rights, but was not actually marching in the streets. But that would not fly as much. But he was supporting civil rights. But I'm saying that in today's science
the word marching
on Twitter. Okay.
I know, you're just telling what they said.
Right, but in the age of Twitter today, Instagram, there would be pictures of him not marching.
That's
so you cannot get away with that in this moment. So that's his big challenge.
Yeah. I just love that clip. You see, in the end, they start laughing. Well, what happens was he was marching for the idea of civil rights. He wasn't marching. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Jake Tapper, this is before Biden got, cemented in to be the guy to occupy the seat of the presidency before the coup was done. And they were mocking him because he's a bold-faced liar. And what's funny is they say the challenge for Biden is he's got to remember that now we live in the age of Twitter where people can show that you weren't really there. So you got to be careful if you're going to try to embellish. 1988. That was 1988. The challenge for Biden, has he fixed that issue? No. Next thing, when comfortable, he makes things sound rosier. Well, that's a euphemism for saying, he lies to you, to your face, to tell you, oh, no, the sky isn't falling when indeed the sky is falling. That's what Biden does. So my question is, do you think that the Democrats have lost faith in Biden? That was a trick question. It was a rhetorical question, silly. Of course Democrats have lost faith in Biden. But it was an even more trick question because of this. They never had faith in Biden. They, as I tell you all the time, Democrats don't take things to its logical conclusion. You install a puppet, a brain-dead puppet, a dude that for all intents and purposes, a snail has more intellect than Joe Biden. And then you put him onto the world stage, leading the biggest economy, even coming off of the heels of Trump, who built the best economy on God's green earth. And you say, let's piggyback on it. And you know what they do? They go, well, first of all, we can't really do that because we're trying to institute universal basic income and we need to steal more money. So we can't let people really go back to work. We got to keep the fear of the woo flu going. So they couldn't rebuild the economy the way they want. Everything's artificial right now. $6 trillion in the market that has no backing, nothing, and no end in sight for the spending because they're still robbing us blind. They want to put another $1.5 trillion to woo flu nonsense. What's the number before people go, that's it, I'm done? I gave you the polls for Biden. I ask you a simple question. By the way, you can give us a call, 844-551-8255, if you want to expound on that. But how can he be popular? He's insulted every demographic out there. He's insulted Indian Americans, Black Americans, females, you name it. You want to hear another lie that Biden said of Black folks? When he said he desegregated movie theaters, etc. Let me play this clip. And as you listen to this clip, I want you to know this. It was completely debunked. Here's him bragging again about his civil rights and what he's done for the Black folks.
But it was an epiphany for me. In
so I got involved in desegregation. I was no big shakes, Reverend, in the civil rights movement. I was just a kid. I got involved in desegregated movie theaters and helping, you may remember, Reverend Moyer in Delaware and Herman Holloway organized voter registration drives coming out of black churches on Sundays, figuring how we were going to move.
I repeat, none of it ever happened. None of it. And he tells it with passion, you know. I mean, we were trying to figure it out and terrible time for me. I mean, I really took one in the gut for that. You know, he wants you to empathize and just get into the story with him. That's a sick liar. Oh, my gosh. So when he tells you, hey, I'm going to get these people out of Afghanistan, do you believe him? Not to mention, let's not forget for one second, the dude is a bumbling moron. We got a mashup of some of Biden's gaffes and supposedly Trump lies. Check this out.
Joe Biden, four story, he has told on the trail to a Washington Post podcast on Thursday.
I don't know what the problem is. I mean, what is it that I said wrong?
Biden said he was in Afghanistan as vice president when he was asked to pin a silver star on a Navy captain.
He said, sir, I don't want the damn thing. Do not pin it on me, sir. Please, sir, do not do that. He died. He died.
But as the Washington Post reports, almost every detail of that story appears to be incorrect. It's the latest verbal slip-up in a campaign that's already full of them.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids.
In New Hampshire last Saturday, Biden told reporters,
what's not to like about Vermont?
Biden has been gaffe-prone for decades. President Trump, just 3 years younger than Biden, has made his own mistakes.
May God bless the memory of those who perished in Toledo.
But he is trying to make Biden's age an issue.
Joe Biden has truly lost his fastball.
But do Biden's gaffes, verbal slip-ups, and conflations matter in the age of a president who lies? According to a count by the Washington Post, President Trump has made more than 12,000 false and misleading statements since taking office.
The reason why I wanted you to hear the Trump part of that, because we could have cut it off the Biden stuff, is that they wanted to make Trump the liar. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We're dissecting Joe Biden, and I'm asking a very simple question. Do you think he's going to go get these Americans? Do you think Joe Biden cares? Do you think that he's going to orchestrate this, that this is so important to him that he's going to not sleep at night until he goes and makes sure that we bring every American home? Because remember, he promised we would not we would not leave Afghanistan until we had every American. These people are hostages, and Biden's going to try to buy his way out of it. He's going to take the money that he's fleeced off of us. He's going to bankroll the Taliban and essentially say, hey, guys, leave our people alone. I'll get you a bushel full of money. I'll rationalize it as humanitarian aid or whatever. You get our people back. We won't make it look like a money for hostages situations, and all will be good. And the Democrats will probably try to orchestrate this in advance of the midterm elections to make it appear that Biden did what he said. He got everybody out. Here's the last clip.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class that have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School.
That was a mountain of lies. Gotta leave it there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.